RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Discussing domestic security, police hold meeting with Islamic mass organizations. The requirements to reduce inequality is specified by President Joko Widodo. Australia-Indonesia Ministerial Council on Law and Security is held in Jakarta. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian National Police Polri held a meeting with several Islamic mass organizations in Jakarta Tuesday, January 31, to discuss domestic security conditions. The Chief of Polri Security Maintenance Body, Commissioner General Putut Eko Bayuseno, said at the meeting that the police cannot work alone to address threats in future. Hence, Polri must work together with all sectors of the community. Polri is holding this get-together with Islamic mass organizations, religious figures, and ulamas to work together to guide the public. He noted that many conflicts have taken place ahead of simultaneous regional head elections scheduled for February 15, 2017. To deal with the conflicts, Polri must cooperate with religious figures and mass organizations. At the meeting, top officers of Polri discussed issues and exchanged views with religious figures and mass organizations. Putut also expressed hope that through the meeting, the police and religious figures would have the same perception to guide the public. Indonesian President Joko Widodo specifies the requirements that must be met in order to reduce the number of social and economic inequality in Indonesia. The requirements that must be met including the government's stand for the poor and mutual cooperation in order to reduce the number of economic and social inequality. It was stated by President Joko Widodo at the opening of the limited cabinet meeting on equitable economic policy on Tuesday at the Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java. In addition, the President stressed the importance of effort to achieve prosperity of the Indonesian people that is inclusive regardless their background and community groups. Effort to achieve equitable prosperity must be inclusive regardless their ethnic background or religion, race or class. All citizens without exception should have equal opportunities. The level of economic and social inequality in Indonesia has continued to improve since 2015. Gini ratio has shown the decrease from 0.41 to 0.39. However, President Joko Widodo ordered that inequality numbers may continue to be lowered until the economic and social prosperity could really be achieved equally. The Indonesian government is formulating economic policies that promote equitable distribution in the community. It was stated by Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution, after a limited cabinet meeting on equitable economic policies at the Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java on Tuesday. Minister Darmin said equitable economic policies were formulated with focus on building several pillars. The pillars, according to Minister Darmin Nasution, have potential economic development for people based on the principles of equity. One of the pillars is agrarian reform.
Reforma agraria, pertama-tama kebijakannya adalah memang mengenai
agrarian reform is about how to provide capital to those, especially farmers, who do not have land or have land but small. We tend to distribute it in groups. In plantation, you all know that we are a successful oil palm country, but we have also rubber, coconut, cocoa, coffee, and other plantations in which people's plantations are dominant. We also need to notice about this. From the result of our review, the plant nursery in the people's plantation is not good plant, and indeed we do not produce good seeds for them to buy. Then they do not have the off-takers who purchase their products without making them in a forced position. Another pillar in the equitable economic policies in the construction of housing for the poor urban, I should say for the urban. According to Minister Nasution, the government will also seek to boost the domestic economy through the maritime sector by developing the potential of seaweed farmers in Indonesia. Further, the minister explained, the Indonesian government will impose progressive taxes for people who own land and soils that exceed the limit will be determined by the government. Press release from Australian Embassy of Indonesia, which received on Wednesday, February 1st, said the Attorney General of Australia, Minister for Justice and Minister Assisting the Prime Minister for Counter-Terrorism of Australia and Minister Assisting the Prime Minister for Cybersecurity of Australia will attend the meeting of the Australian-Indonesia Ministerial Council on Law and Security in Jakarta. The meeting, led by Senator Brandis, and he's the coordinating minister for political, legal, and security affairs of Indonesia, Wiranto. The meeting, which will be held on Thursday, February 2nd, will focus on the evolving threats of terrorism, cybersecurity, and transnational crime in the region. Australia and Indonesia will also share updates on effort to counter violent extremism and address radicalization in prisons and explore further opportunities for bilateral cooperation. Both countries are committed to a coordinated and strategic approach with continued law enforcement collaboration and intelligence sharing. Both countries share a steadfast commitment to a stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Social media has become a need for Indonesian people. The existence of social media should contribute to improvement people's economy. It was said by Chairman of Institute for Democracy through Science and Technology of the Habibie Center Foundation, Ilham Habibie, in a discussion on the importance of social media at Habibie Center in Jakarta Tuesday. How we can use social media as a technology that empowers us to develop. In the context of economy, it could promote equitable distribution. In technology, we could make innovation to create more sophisticated technology, which is beneficial to improve our economic competitiveness. According to Ilham Habibie, there are 130 million internet users in Indonesia, and 90% of them use internet by cellular phones. Therefore, he expected Indonesian people to use internet for the mutual good and improvement. The executive director of PT Bandara International Jawa Barat, Firda Dimas Eka Putra, said Tuesday, January 31, in Bandung that the Chengdu administration of China has stated its interest in establishing direct flight to Kertajati International Airport of West Java Province in Majalengka. According to Eka Putra, the Chengdu administration has proposed the direct flight to Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang. However, Soekarno-Hatta Airport could not accept their proposal due to the full flight slot. Eka Putra stated that all ASEAN countries except Indonesia have maintained the connection of their cities with Chengdu. He hoped that the establishment of the airport in West Java Province could develop the tourism sector in the area. Thus, the company will cooperate with West Java Cultural and Tourism Department to promote tourism in the region. Eka Putra also added, West Java would be one of the tourism destinations. The development would contribute to achieving 20 million foreign tourists. The last item. The Indonesian government has allocated 22.5 trillion rupiah or $1.68 billion for full scholarships managed by the Indonesian Endowment Fund for Education for students pursuing undergraduate and postgraduate degrees this year. The figure is higher than the 20 trillion rupiah allocated last year. When the program was introduced by the Indonesian Finance Ministry 5 years ago, the government only allocated 1 trillion rupiah. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani, in a speech during the opening of a LPDP education fair on Tuesday, January 31, in Jakarta, said, the government continually increases the budget for scholarships because more Indonesian students are eager to continue their education at higher levels. She also expressed that her dream was back when she created the LPDP program, as she saw many neighboring countries were able to send their people and bureaucrats to schools worldwide to make their countries great. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Discussing domestic security, police hold meeting with Islamic mass organizations. The requirements to reduce inequalities specified by President Joko Widodo. Australia-Indonesia Ministerial Council on Law and Security is held in Jakarta. That was the news. Listener, welcome to commentary entitled Muslim Activists Murdered in Myanmar. Still fresh in memory, the violence committed by the security forces of Myanmar to the minority Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine. Now the world's Muslim community were shocked by the murder committed against a Muslim leader in Myanmar. Kony, a Muslim activist who worked as a lawyer and advisor to the National League of Democracy, NLD, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, was shot dead in the area of Yangon Airport on Sunday, January 29. Kony had just arrived after returning from Jakarta to attend a bilateral meeting with Indonesian officials. When Kony was waiting for a taxi Sunday afternoon, a man appeared and shot him dead. A taxi driver who saw the incident and tried to catch the perpetrators was also shot and ultimately died. Myanmar Information Officer confirmed the murderer's name is Ki Lin, 53 years old. Thousands of Myanmar lawyers, foreign diplomats, and members of the NLD party attended Kony's funeral on Monday, January 30. Aung San Suu Kyi reportedly was not present. Kony was not an ordinary person. He was renowned as a Muslim leader in the predominantly Buddhist country. In the 80s, while still a student, Kony vigorously fought against Myanmar's military regime and was a political prisoner. After freed from the prison, he worked as a lawyer and an advisor at the NLD. However, he also criticized the NLD, which discriminated against Muslim members in the parliament in 2015. Kony, also co-founded the Association of Myanmar Muslim Lawyers and calling for protection of the rights of Muslims. Kony's murder was commended by his friend in Legal Counsel Network of Myanmar, Kim Min, as a loss of democracy in Myanmar. While the World Human Rights Organization, the Amnesty International, said Kony's death shocked the community of human rights in Myanmar and abroad. Joseph Benedict of the Amnesty International added that the authorities in Myanmar must state that such violence cannot be tolerated and is not above the law. Kony murder is a heinous act that is very unfortunate, particularly at a time when Myanmar is in the process of solving the problem of the Rohingya Muslim minority. If such action is allowed, then Myanmar, which had just entered in a democracy, can be dragged back into an unstable condition. It can be a door for the re-entry of the military, proving that civilians are unable to maintain stability in Myanmar. The return to the dictatorial regime of Myanmar is something that Indonesia and ASEAN do not want happen. In the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar, Indonesia has clearly shown its concern in a concrete action by sending some aid. Hopefully, the ASEAN countries will also do the same thing so that Myanmar does not feel like being attacked by its own neighbors and the problem with Rohingya minority in Rakhine can be resolved. It would also prevent the Myanmar military to take a shortcut to keep the unity of Myanmar with something like a coup, for instance. That was commentary for today.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the past and tells their histories. And we begin with an event which occurred on February 1, 2003. The Columbia Space Shuttle exploded. The Columbia Space Shuttle of the United States exploded in the air 16 minutes before landing at Kennedy Space Center Station, Florida, the United States, Saturday morning local time. 7 astronauts of Columbia crews were killed. Official with the U.S. National Space Agency, or NASA, said the accident occurred when the aircraft was made in 1981, located at an altitude of 60,000 feet from the Earth at a speed of 20,000 kilometers per hour. Before it exploded, the plane has just completed its 28th mission after takeoff on January 16, 2003. On February 1, 2007, the flood phenomenon that hit Jakarta and its surrounding areas. Floods occurred in Jakarta began from downpour that lasted from the afternoon of February 1, 2007, and the relentless volume of water from 13 rivers that crossing Jakarta came from Puncak, Bogor, Cianjur, and the high tide. The flood resulted nearly 60% of Jakarta area were damaged, with the depth reaching up to 5 meters at some points of the flood locations. Flood in 2007 was broader and more human casualties compared to a similar disaster that hit Jakarta in 2002 and 1996. At least 80 people were confirmed dead because of swept, electric shock, or pain. Material losses due to the demise business turnover estimated 4.3 trillion rupiah. Nearly 320,000 residents were evacuated. And we conclude today's segment of Today in History with an event which occurred on February 1, 2009. Joanna was appointed as Prime Minister of Iceland. Following the resignation of Conservative Prime Minister Gerhard in January 2009, Joanna led the Alliance of Social Democrats and left-wing party to form an interim government. On February 1, 2009, Joanna was appointed as the first female prime minister in Iceland. Shortly after being appointed, Joanna announced that one of her main priorities as prime minister was to maintain the status of Icelandic membership in the European Union. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voice Green, which today took a title of Pollution of Madinjau Lake Must Be Jointly Overcome with the Central and Local Governments. The condition of Madinjau Lake, which is located at Tanjung Raya Sub-District, Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province, is getting alarming. The research of the Regional Board of Sumatra's River and Lake said piles of fish feed and other sediments reached 50 million tons and slumped in the bottom of the lake. It was quoted by Singgalang Daily on Wednesday, January 25, that the depth of the lake was previously 200 meters, now only becomes 33 meters. The sediment of fish feed waste already reached to 167 meters high. The severe condition of Lake Madinjau was revealed in the meeting between Salinka Madinjau Indigenous Forum, chaired by Sukirman Datuk Tumbijo, with Commission 3 of the Agam Regional Representative Council recently, at the Parliament Building of Agam in Padang Baru, Lubuk Basung. There is an effort to wash away the mud and sediment from the bottom of the lake by opening the bottom floodgates, although it was not work. Therefore, the basic form of Lake Madinjau is curved like a cauldron. While the sediment has hardened due to the krambat kitch thrived so long in Madinjau Lake, to clean the waste of fish feed, it is needed dredging effort. Responding to the effort, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, together with Agam Regional Government, held a meeting to discuss a rescue effort of Lake Madinjau in Lubuk Basung, Monday, January 30. In the meeting, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry called all related parties to save the lake from pollution. West Sumatra Provincial Government, State Electricity Company, Agam Regional Government and Society must unite to restore the lake water condition. Director General of Watershed and Forest Protection, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Hilman Nugroho, after the meeting said the related ministries should have a program and allocating their own budget to overcome the pollution of the lake. Although the budget is limited, if it involves many parties, the pollution of the lake will be well resolved. From the result of his visit to Lake Madinjau, Hilman said the water of Antokan watershed is not healthy to drink. Meanwhile, the region of Agam, Indra Chatri, said the regional government and the community have made various efforts to save Lake Madinjau from pollution. The local residents often conducted mutual cooperation to clean the lake from has sinked, to clean up unused floating cages, household waste, and the residue of the fish feed from the bottom of the lake. However, the severe polluted condition of the lake needs a considerable cost to recover it. Therefore, government of Agam Regency needs support from the central government and other parties to save Madinjau Lake and the life of surrounding communities. That was today's Voice Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indonesian National Police Polri held a meeting with several Islamic mass organizations in Jakarta Tuesday to discuss domestic security conditions. The Chief of Polri Security Maintenance Body, Commissioner General Putut Eko Bayuseno, said at the meeting that the police cannot work alone to address threats in future. Indonesian President Joko Widodo specifies the requirements that must be met in order to reduce the number of social and economic inequality in Indonesia. The requirements that must be met including the government's stand for the poor and mutual cooperation in order to reduce the number of economic and social inequality. The Indonesian government is formulating economic policies that promote equitable distribution in the community. It was stated by Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution after a limited cabinet meeting on equitable economic policies at the Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java, Tuesday. Press release from Australian Embassy of Indonesia, which received on Wednesday, February 1st, said the Attorney General of Australia, Minister for Justice and Minister Assisting the Prime Minister for Counterterrorism of Australia and Minister Assisting the Prime Minister for Cyber Security of Australia will attend the meeting of the Australian-Indonesia Ministerial Council on Law and Security in Jakarta. Social media has become a need for Indonesian people. The existence of social media should contribute to improve people's economy. The Executive Director of PT Bandara International Jawa Barat, Firda Dimas Eka Putra, said on Tuesday in Bandung that the Chengdu administration of China has stated its interest in establishing direct flight to Kertajati International Airport of West Java Province in Majalengka. The Indonesian government has allocated 22.5 trillion rupiah for full scholarships managed by the Indonesian Endowment Fund for Education for students pursuing undergraduate and postgraduate degrees this year. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a traditional dance from Bali. Stay tuned. Listeners, Rejang dance is holy offering dance to welcome the arrival of the gods who come from heaven and down to earth. This dance is an expression of gratitude and respect to the god because the god wants to go down to the earth. Rejang dance is specially performed at traditional or religious ceremony of Hindu people. Besides, as one of cultural heritage, this dance is also believed to have important values, especially spiritual meaning, so that it is believed as holy dance and held with a sense of devotion. Generally, Rejang dance movement is very simple because this dance more focuses in spiritual value. The movement of the dance is usually dominated with ngembat and ngilekas movement or right and left movement, which is held while moving forward slowly. Every movement of the dance is held with tempo, with tense to be slow and also suitable with music, so that it feels solemn and harmonious. Rejang dance is danced by a number of women in a group. Generally, the dancers are not professional dancers, so that this dance can be danced by everybody who has been purified before dancing. However, in performance of the dance, there are usually some guides called pamaret. Pamaret is a person who has experience to dance rejang. Usually, pamaret is in a front row in order the junior dancers can follow their movements. Listeners, in rejang dance, performance is usually accompanied by Balinese gamelan and also songs called kidung. Rejang dance's custom, which is worn, is Balinese traditional clothes, which is dominated by yellow and white color. The clothes consists of long white cloth which is worn from bottom until waist of the dancer. At above, the dancer uses long clothes like shawl, which covers white clothes of the top body of the dancer. While at the head, the dancer uses crown, which is made from ornaments of flowers. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Rejang Dance from Bali Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is hobby, or in English, hobby. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic of today's conversation. I'll say each word slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. Hobby. Hobby, in English, hobby. Akhir pekan. Akhir pekan, in English, weekend. Suka. Suka, to like. Olahraga, olahraga, sport. Nonton televisi, to watch television. Memancing ikan, to fish. Menyanyi, to sing. Menari, to dance. Mendengarkan, to listen. Musik klasik, classical music. Nonton film, to watch film. Jam berapa, what time? Jam 7 malam, 7 p.m. Setuju, to agree. Next is a conversation on hobby, or in English, hobby. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between A. Danu and B. Lina. Danu, apa yang kamu suka lakukan di saat akhir pekan? Apa yang kamu suka lakukan di saat akhir pekan? In English, what usually you do on the weekend? B. Lina, aku suka berolahraga, menonton TV, dan memancing ikan. Kalau kamu? Aku suka berolahraga, menonton TV, dan memancing ikan. Kalau kamu? In English, I usually doing sport, watching TV, and fishing. How about you? Danu, kalau aku suka menyanyi, menari, dan mendengarkan musik klasik. Kalau aku suka menyanyi, menari, dan mendengarkan musik klasik. In English, usually, I do singing, dancing, and listening to a classical music. Lina, apa kamu suka nonton film? Apa kamu suka nonton film? In English, Do you like to watch film?
Danu?
Oh, sangat suka.
Oh, sangat suka.
In English, I like it very much.
Lina, kalau begitu, bagaimana kalau nanti malam kita nonton sama-sama?
Kalau begitu, bagaimana kalau nanti malam kita nonton sama-sama?
In English, why don't we go to the cinema this evening?
Danu,
baik, jam berapa?
Baik, jam berapa?
In English,
alright, at what time?
Lina, jam 7 malam. Jam 7 malam.
In English, at 7 p.m.
Danu,
setuju, aku tunggu kamu di rumahku ya.
Setuju, aku tunggu kamu di rumahku ya.
In English, agree. I'll wait for you at my house, okay?
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until next week with another topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular segment, Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to Indonesian pop singer who grown up in music lover family. She is Audi Item, who was born in Jakarta in 1983. A daughter of Yopi Item, a famous Indonesian jazz musician. No wonder if Audi is more focused on singing because her art blood as a represent her love to her family. Audi started her career in launching her first album entitled Satu Jam Saja. Well, listener, to begin our program, here is a song entitled Satu Jam Saja by Audi Item.
Aku tak ingin berakhir. Satu jam saja, ku ingin diam berdua, mengenang yang pernah ada. Jangan segalanya. Tapi kini tak mungkin lagi, katamu semua sudah tak berarti. Itu pun tak mungkin, tak mungkin lagi. Jangan berakhir, ku ingin sebentar lagi. izinkan aku merasa. Rasa itu pernah ada. Esok takkan lagi satu jam saja hingga ku rasa bahagia mengakhiri segalanya.
Listener, the song you've just listened, entitled Satu Jam Saja by Audi Item, has reached the market among the young music lovers in Indonesia. The name Audi has also raised as a young popular singer in Indonesia. Audi's career in pop music in Indonesia got a warm welcome because the presence of Audi and the song Satu Jam Saja not only succeed to attract attention of young generation into 2000s, but also bring nostalgic music lovers in early 1990s. Because the song Satu Jam Saja has been popularly dedicated by Asti Asmodiwati in 1989. But Audi not only expert at singing old songs. Her name became more popular with her song Arti Hadirmu, which released a year after Satu Jam Saja. Listener, here is Arti Hadirmu by Audi Item.
Sindari cintamu mencoba mengerti arti hadirmu.
Thank you very much, listener, for being with us in today's Music Corner from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, this time presenting Audi Item. The presence of Audi has also reached a lot of awards, which some of them is an award from MTV Indonesia as the most favorite female, the most promising and outstanding young diva, 2003, from Indonesia's Music Award 2003. Audi got 3 awards at once as the best solo rock female, the best solo pop female, and the best pop album. Other awards are from Guinness Book of Record Indonesia in 2004 for doing the most signing postcard and cover album in 2 hours. Although Audi, who has a full name, Paula Alodia Item, often singing live in television program, but her song still beloved by music lovers in Indonesia. Well, listeners, to wrap up today's Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Bila Saja. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Kenangan engkau tinggalkan begitu memikat. Oh, tak ingin isi jiwaku mengharapkan engkau menjadi milikku. Terjadi kembali, tak
tak pernah mencoba untuk membalas semua pesan singkatku. Padahal itu menyenangkanku. Di sini aku menantimu bersama waktu yang membunuhku. Tapi kau tak pernah menyambutku. Kamu begitu indah, begitu cantik, begitu istimewa. Mungkinkah kamu jadi milikku selalu, karena ku tak istimewa.
Can't explain how I adore to look upon these precious work of art. 'Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again. 'Cause you
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.